A group associated with a religious cult announced today that it has produced a clone of a 31-year-old woman. The baby is being called Eve. Other reproductive researchers are skeptical of the claim. NPR's Joanne Silberner joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What exactly is this group saying it has done?
They're claiming to be the first people to have produced a human clone. And here's what Brigitte Boisselier said this morning in the press conference.
We had 10 implantations, and five of them during the first 3 weeks were terminated spontaneously. Five others were successful and are still successful. The first one was born yesterday. The next one is due in Europe next week. The three others will be by the end of January.
Now, she is what's called a Raelian, and she is with a group called Clone Aid. And what they said they did was similar to what was done with Dolly, but adapted to human cells. They took a skin cell from the mother, and they took an egg cell from her. They took the nuclei out of each. They put the nuclei from the nucleus from the skin cell into the egg cell, got it to divide, and then implanted it into the mother, and supposedly got a baby.
And how difficult is that?
Well, it's never been done with primates, and technically it's possible if you do it enough times, you know, you should be able to get to it eventually. This group doesn't have much of a track record. Other groups that are trying cloning do have more of a track record. They've described their techniques in the medical literature. This morning the group said they've practiced with cow eggs. We don't know how those cows came out. Another reason it's difficult is with animal cloning, at least, where the techniques have been worked out. They're still having problems. The animals are born with abnormalities. They've got heart problems. They've got developmental problems. So with a human, when it's never been done on a primate, it's got to be difficult.
And there's a lot of interest in banning cloning of humans.
Yeah, there was federal legislation debated last year. It's likely to come up again this year. The big question is whether to ban cloning for the purpose of creating a baby or to ban cloning for the purpose of creating a baby and also, you know, for the purposes of research where they would use it just to the 4 or 8 cell stage. That's going to come up again. There are a lot of animal scientists who are really worried about all those deformities that they've been seeing, what that would mean for a human baby. But even if the U.S. bans cloning, it could still happen in another country.
Are there other clone aids out there?
Not clone aids so much. There are other research groups that come from a more traditional medical background who are working on producing a baby. One group, which has a pretty good track record, says it's got at least a couple of pregnancies going. So this is one of those stories that we're likely to hear more about.
And what is the role of the male gender in the reproduction of human beings from now on?
Well, at the moment, I think it's assured. In the future, who knows?
Well, thank you, Joanne. Very, very assuring. NPR's Joanne Silberner.